Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
Welcome to Free Talk Live, the Halloween edition of the program. Phones are open. And the number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here tonight, it's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Aria. And man, if I had thought about it, I would have, you know, worn my costume. I've been at work all day, though, but I still had time. I could have gone home and changed all that. I went as Kamek this year. Kamek. I don't know. It's the blue-robed sorcerer from the Mario franchise.
This must be after my time.
What?
Really? I don't know, Ian.
Like, blue-robed sorcerer?
Haven't you ever played Mario and Luigi? I mean, Mario Party?
I think I played it one time.
DS?
Well, Kamek originated before them. Like, going all the way back to Super Mario World, Kamek was in that one. It's the one that shoots the little thing that turns blocks into, like, Koopa shells and mushrooms and just random
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, it's actually
cloud,
after
right?
my time. I got out of Mario, basically, and the Super Nintendo.
That was the Super Nintendo.
I know. I never had a Super Nintendo, so that was, like, the end of the line.
And it was the big bad in Yoshi's Island, Super Mario World 2.
So it's a bad guy.
Yes.
Okay.
But, I mean, it was a really basic costume. You really
like
couldn't tell. Yeah.
Okay.
It's just a blue robe and a blue hat. I mean, I could have easily been Rosalina, just throw me in like a blonde emo wig, and it would have been exactly the same costume.
Rosalina's definitely after your time, yeah.
Who's that?
Rosalina debuted in Super Mario Galaxy. Really interesting character. One of the more interesting female Mario characters.
Another bad person?
No, she's a good guy.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, most Mario characters, they tend to be very flat, very safe, very...
Sure.
Yeah.
Nintendo is sort of, that's what they were known for, was safe for many years until they finally had, you know, Mortal Kombat and the outrage about not putting blood in that game. Eventually, they finally caved and started allowing more mature titles on their systems.
You would think, but they also had the first transvestite character in video games.
Okay.
Who is that?
When was that?
That would be Birdo. That Doki Doki Panic / Super Mario Brothers 2, going all the way back to the NES. Yeah, Birdo was...
That was a transvestite?
Yes. The official instruction manual says something to the effect of Birdo is a boy that thinks he's a girl or something like that.
That's funny. Yeah, I just remember Birdo having, like, duck lips all the time. Has, like, a little tube for a mouth.
Yeah, the big nose with one giant nostril.
This was the guy that shot eggs at you,
yes.
Right?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that was Birdo.
I mean, they would
phrase it differently today, but there was... Nintendo was weird, especially in Japan. There was this one video game. I don't remember now what it was called, but you had to prove that Birdo was a girl or something. This was like back in the early 90s as well. Yet Birdo was caught trying to use the women's restroom or something like that, and you had to prove that Birdo was a girl. And in so doing, you searched through Birdo's house, and you found something that, quote, vibrated. And that...
What was it?
This was Nintendo back in, like, the early 90s.
A Japanese game?
It did not come to the United States.
Wow. Yeah,
so they were always very risque in unusual ways.
That's
but at the same time, you're absolutely right. They were super clean. You couldn't reference Christianity. The Bible was in the original Zelda, but they changed it to the magic book or something like that.
Well,
they removed the cross from it.
Yeah, I'm not like, what's the term for the people that are obsessed with Japanese culture? Is it weeaboo?
Weebs. Weeaboo. Yeah.
I mean, I'm definitely not one of those people, but I have visited Japan. It was a few years ago because Roger Veer, who is a longtime sponsor from Bitcoin.com, lives part of the year in Japan, and so Mark and I had wanted to go there. So, you know, I've learned a little bit here and there about Japanese culture, and they're a very strangely repressed group of people.
That's what I've always heard about, like, Korea, but then, like, the Korean pop stars are totally just as scandalous as ours. Yeah, sometimes.
Well, I mean, Americans are repressed as well, right? So there's a lot of repression amongst American culture, specifically Bible Belt religion in general, organized religion to be more specific, oppressing people regarding sexuality.
Yeah, but
regarding...
people act like Western culture is just, you know, devolving into crazy deviance.
Well, and that's part of what happens when you repress people, right?
Mm,
so
sure.
When you put pressure on somebody and say, oh, well, you can't express yourself as a trans person, or you can't express yourself as a, you know, whatever it is that they're, or you can't have this kind of sex, or whatever it is that the issue is being repressed.
You end up like, I don't know, saying Pelosi's husband.
You end up
hiding
acting
it.
Out. Yeah, or
hiding
you,
it.
You hide it, and also... that repression results in what you hide becoming more likely deviant than you otherwise would have become had you were able to express yourself and not hide from the world, so to speak.
It often manifests in hatred as well.
So like self-hatred?
Well, it's not universally true, but many of the people who are outwardly homophobic, who loud and scream the most about how much they hate gay people or trans people or whatever, it's because they have...
Yeah.
attraction to trans people or gay people or something like that. So,
We've seen it so many times. You see it with the politicians a lot, especially when they get caught.
Oh, yeah, that guy last year who was, like, anti-gay, and he got caught with pictures of him, like, wearing lingerie at, like, a club.
Yeah,
I don't remember his name.
And then I think he lost the re-election. He was that young guy that was in the wheelchair.
Yeah, he was very young.
Yeah, I don't remember his name. But
it sounds like he deserved to lose re-election.
Oh,
because
yeah.
If you want to, you know, wear lingerie, you know, that's fine.
Go for it, bro.
Yeah, but don't demonize people for doing that
and
not hiding it.
And his response was... this is just the left trying to cancel me. It's not like I was wearing lingerie doing gay things. It was just me and my cousin playing around.
Okay, but that's doing gay things.
Oh, whoa, wait a minute. The thing with his cousin was even further.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
No,
touching his cousin in bed.
Oh,
it was more than that.
Video of that.
It was more than that.
Wait,
so,
how could it be more than that?
Madison Cawthorn was his
name.
Was strange. Madison's a strange name for a man.
Well, it was originally... a male name, I think.
Really?
That's like Ashley was originally a male name.
Okay, well, anyway, he got, there was pictures that came out of him on a cruise ship, apparently. This was where he was wearing the lingerie, and he was with just two other women. They were on a stage doing some sort of show, like, you know, risque kind of show on a cruise ship. And that's kind of how he played it off. Oh, it was just all in good fun or whatever. And that's fine, you know.
I mean, look, if you're with two hot women and you're wearing lingerie, that...
They
definitely...
were older.
Okay.
Whatever.
I mean, whatever.
Whatever your taste is.
Yeah.
But yeah, I wasn't judging the dude for it, but certainly people in the media were, and understandably because he's a hypocrite.
Yeah, because of the hypocrisy of it. Like, he was all, no deviant homosexuals around my parts in the public.
Yeah. Then what came out later was a video of him, I believe he was naked with his cousin... And there was, like, some...
His same-sex cousin or opposite-sex
cousin? I think so.
Yeah.
Same-sex cousin.
I mean, it's not a huge detail. I'm just curious.
Yeah, and there was some kind of simulated sexual activity going on.
Yeah, I probably can't say it on the radio.
Yeah, we can't get much more detail.
A movement. A brisk movement.
But it was very... I mean, it wasn't per se graphic, as in the camera wasn't close up, but... The camera was far away from it, but you were still able to clearly see the movement that was being made of this representative, U.S. representative, on top of his cousin.
And his cousin.
And his response was, come on, people, this is the left trying to cancel me. It's just me hanging out playing around with my cousin. Everyone needs to get over this right away.
Yeah,
I've got to look this up now.
And then, of course, if you look hard enough, you could probably find the video. It was being shared around on social media for some time, and like this is just one of the most recent examples. Years ago, there was and I don't remember this congressman's name or whatever, but there was the classic story of the anti-homosexual congressperson who was caught trying to play footsie with one of the congressional aides in the bathrooms. So you know how in most, well, it's probably this way in women's bathrooms too, Bonnie, but in most men's bathrooms in the stalls, there's like space underneath the stalls, right?
That's so strange, too.
That's a really weird way to floor it.
It's a gay thing, apparently. It's like, apparently, you know, for the gays that like to meet and have sex in bathrooms, which is a thing
for
some of them.
Well, what if it turned out to be wrong? Wouldn't it make more sense to just, like, say something than put your foot under the stall where the other
person is? I don't know how it works. That's just what I've heard, that's a thing. And so he got caught. So much hypocrisy, and there have been so many stories like this. More coming up. It's Free Talk.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com. Yeah.
603-283-6160. We're here live on Halloween for you. And with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Aria.
We started out talking about Halloween costumes, and we do. We have in the past. I don't know if we've done it every year, but we've certainly done it before, where we will go through the year's top Halloween costumes. And I do have a list, but it's not the usual one. Normally, we get, like, the breakdown of men's costumes and women's costumes, and then there's, like, another category for kids' costumes. I don't have that here in this rankings. This is just an overall top 19 costumes of 2022, according to Google.
This apparently. Is, like, the most popular ones?
I presume maybe
most bought, like,
it, I don't know if it's by purchase or if it's by search.
It's probably a little wonky because a lot of people, like me, I'm a vampire tonight just from wearing black clothes I already own and makeup I already owned. So it's probably a little wonky because of that.
Sure.
But, I mean, I feel like you phoned in being a vampire.
Zing.
You don't have a cape or...
Yeah, she's saying we
You last minute, count. Like...
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, they didn't count me as a vampire because right. I didn't go and buy a vampire outfit from Spirit Halloween.
Yeah.
So.
Spirit, don't get me started. I made my own costume, though. I didn't make it. I assembled it myself, I guess is what I'm saying. I didn't go to Spirit or Amazon or whatever and buy a chemic costume. Because
you did it the proper way.
Yeah, one of those probably wouldn't exist. As a result, I ended up with, like... The actual robe ended up getting shipped to Illinois for some reason. I don't know why.
No.
So last minute, we had to do what we had to do, and I ended up in a bathrobe for Halloween. But, I mean, it worked. It did.
That's cool.
I felt like I was in a bathrobe. And if you looked closely, you could tell I was in a bathrobe. But because of the hat, it was less noticeable. Mm-hmm.
We also didn't, like, buy Trinity and Neo costumes to go to the party we went to. Ian just already has this long Matrix-looking jacket coat.
I've had a trench coat since I was in high school.
It's
and
like
I was,
leather.
Like, an angry teenager.
See, that would have been cool. I would have loved to have seen you as Neo and Trinity.
There's a picture.
Because that fits. That fits the two of you very well.
And
I would have liked to have seen it.
Black sunglasses. So, like, nobody's going to count that in any statistics. That's all I was saying.
Right. And according to Google Trends, I guess, and this is being reported in various different places, the number one costume, should we go from 10 to 1 and skip the top 19, or should we go for all 19?
Whichever one you think is best, but another cool idea, costumes that I wanted to do someone who lost all their money in NFTs, but I couldn't figure out how to make that into a concise costume.
That sounds difficult.
But it would have been fun, right? Who are you? I invested everything in NFTs.
You could just be a hobo, like, make your outfit a hobo.
Oh, yeah.
And then when people are like, oh, are you a hobo? You'd be like, well, no, I'm somebody who lost all my money with NFTs.
Would you like to see my bored ape?
You could be like, really jaded and have a bored ape with, like, on a T-shirt with the circle and the line, like, the cross-out line through it, and, like, you're really angry about it or something like that.
That'd have been good.
Jaded NFT user. Yeah.
Now,
like that.
New hater or whatever.
All right. So here's the top 19 costumes 2022, according to Google at least. Number 19, Batman. Number 18.
That's surprising.
Angel. 17, Doll. 16, Chucky. Chucky's back.
I saw a girl as Chucky at the Wendy's parking lot the other day.
Number 15, a pumpkin. 14, Hocus Pocus, the movie series, came back with a sequel recently, so I guess that's...
Do they have the same witches in the...
Yes.
Yep, the same actresses, too.
Number 13, 1980s, so sort of like a whole general like theme, probably inspired by Stranger Things, for instance. Number 12, Vampire. 11, Clown. 10, Harley Quinn, a character from DC Comics.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I wish the popularity of Harley Quinn would... fade away. I mean, she was the Stockholm Syndrome abuse victim that has been glorified by the media. It's almost sickening how much people look up to her and respect her. It was an interesting character. I'm like, she's a psychopath abuse victim.
Yeah, I find that really, really creepy and weird, and I don't like it at all. But also, her movies were supposed to have sucked, and anything I've seen about them was like, oh, that looks absolutely inseparable, but I've never watched one.
I've never seen any of it. I heard the one they remade was better when they remade it, whatever that one was called.
Bird of Prey? I don't know.
No, the one about the group. Harley Quinn's like in a group of...
Oh, yeah, where it was all the bad guys. Yeah, that was it. What's it called?
What was it?
Something Squad.
Suicide Squad.
Yeah, apparently they made one. It was terrible, and then they just made it again or something with a different director. And
I haven't seen any of those. The only things I know about Harley Quinn I learned from Arkham Asylum and Arkham City, the video games, which, you know, they give you a lot of backstory and character descriptions and stuff like that. And I think they had some audio tapes of a character, of an actress pretending to be Harley Quinn, interviewing the Joker or whatever. This is horrifying, this character arc. And it's like, then you have other people who idolize her relationship with the Joker. It's like, yeah, I mean, if you want to have this psychopathic relationship, go for it.
Some people are into that. Number 9 on the list here of most popular Halloween costumes in 2022, cowboy. 8, cheerleader. 7, rabbit. 6, pirate. Number 5, fairy. Number 4, Stranger Things. Apparently has its own category. So 1980s was number 13, and Stranger Things was number 4.
I've never seen a single episode.
It's a good show.
I've heard it's good. I haven't seen the latest season.
Yeah, I haven't seen the latest one either. But if you... Because the third was just okay. I really like the second season, but... The show, it's the 80s nostalgia thing, right? Like, the 80s is now 4 decades roughly old at this point, and so the people who grew up in the 80s, they're all into this stuff, and so, you know,
that took me a minute, sorry.
Part of the fun of the show, for those of us that are in that age range, those of us who grew up in the 80s, is like seeing things that you kind of grew up with, right? Like, oh, like I remember, like, I don't know if it was the first episode or whatever, but there was this one radio, like an actual physical product that I remember being in my house back in the day. And like, they got a lot of stuff right as far as like the production design and the way the show looks is very, very accurate.
So
is that time period.
The first season is definitely worth watching, even if you don't watch any other one.
Is it set in the 80s?
It's set in the 80s.
Okay.
Yeah, so everything's happening in the 80s, and it's just fun. That brings a level of fun to it. It's well acted, and it's got, you know, it's kind of spooky. It's got, like, some horror elements to it.
The kids are all really good actors. They're not annoying.
Yeah.
I knew it had made Master of Puppets resurge in popularity again. That's the Metallica song.
Yeah, okay.
But that's the extent of my knowledge about
it. It's got the 80s music, of course.
It has, like, conspiracy stuff. Like, it, like, references MKUltra and stuff.
It's well written, and it's definitely something that'll keep you watching, I think.
Okay.
Number 3 on this list, Dinosaur, 2, Spider-Man, and the number 1 costume of 2022. Anyone want to guess?
Oh, a doctor? No, that's too basic.
I'm trying to think of any movies that came out.
No, it's keep it basic. It's going to be a simple thing that's always on the list.
A ghost? Time.
Surprisingly, Ghost wasn't on the list. It's Witch, number 1.
Oh.
The number 1 costume of 2022, according to Google, at least.
See, we live in a college town, so, like, my perception of people on Halloween is skewed toward, like, really slutty costumes, because that's what I see most of the time.
Slutty nurse, slutty fill-in-the-blank.
Playboy bunny.
Yeah, all right, more coming up here in moments. Of course, the numbers on actual costume sales are probably...
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Former President Donald Trump is asking the Supreme Court to stop an effort by congressional Democrats to get his tax returns. This after a judge ordered the Democrat-controlled House Ways and Means Committee to be given years of his income tax returns by the Treasury Department. A majority of residents in the Ukrainian capital of Kyiv are without water following Russian airstrikes. Around 350,000 homes were also left without electricity. Ukraine's prime minister saying the country's air force shot down a number of missiles and accused Russian forces of targeting critical civilian infrastructure. Foster Farms officials say there was a recall over the weekend for frozen chicken patties with plastic inside the breading. The recall involves frozen chicken nuggets sold in 20 packs with the Best Buy date of August 11th. 2023. This is USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us here, the number 603-283-6160. It is the Halloween episode of Free Talk Live, and if you have anything, you know, Halloween-related you want to talk about, honestly, I haven't seen much in the news about Halloween this year. A lot of times there's some kind of story, like about the Hell Houses or whatever. There's something that makes it into the news, and I haven't seen anything.
I recently learned about an entirely new level of Hell House.
Really?
I wish I could remember what it was called. I'm going to have to look into it or look it up again.
See if you can dig that up, because I've always found those stories to be really interesting.
Is a Hell House the same as just like a haunted house?
No. This is a torture chamber.
So a Hell House is generally something operated by an ultra right wing Christian church. Yeah, it's like they want to try to save you, basically. So they put together this horrifying experience, and then at the end, that Satan's involved, and there's like actual scenes of hell, right, to try to scare you into becoming a Christian.
And is that what you were talking about?
No, I was thinking the Judgment House is what
Judgment House
are.
Is that what they're called?
And I can tell you a story about one of them.
I bet you can. You grew up in the Bible Belt, right?
Yeah,
I want to get into it. Hold on. But I also want to tell you about Bitcoin.com, because that is where you can go to learn about cryptocurrency, and it's always a good time to do that. It's never too late to get into crypto like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. So head over to Bitcoin.com and click Get Started at the top of the page, and you will find yourself in some introductory information. You really ought to get some of these ideas down. There's some new concepts involved here. But once you do that, you can then utilize cryptocurrency more effectively. You can understand it better and get started. Click Get Started at the top of the page, bitcoin.com. All right, so tell me your Judgment House story.
Well, there's a few things to know about the South and Christianity in the South before we really get into that.
Okay,
right?
Yeah.
Because if you're a Southern Baptist, you don't celebrate Halloween. You do celebrate Halloween, but you're not supposed to. You don't talk about how you actually celebrate
Halloween. You call it like a harvest fest at the church in the gymnasium.
Yes. So you do still have Halloween costumes and Halloween parties that people go to, and some of them are actually called Halloween parties. You do occasionally go trick-or-treating, but the main event...
Would you be allowed to go with the devil's outfit or something like
that?
No,
one time...
Not to a church. No,
one
no.
time I went to a church Halloween party event where I was like, I don't know what to be. I'm just going to be a ghost, and I put like a sheet over myself, and my mom was like... Okay, but you're going to be the Holy Ghost if anyone asks. So that's what I was for Halloween once when I was like 5.
She's right. They're very specific about what you can and can't wear for Halloween as your Halloween costume. You can't do anything scary.
No witches.
No, you could probably...
Wolves.
A pirate is probably the most...
Just as far as you can go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I think I did do a pirate one year, but yeah,
as far as... Raping and pillaging, that's totally fine.
Of course. Well.
Well, that's in the Old Testament.
So that's what they would do. They would have this harvest festival. I forget what they really called it. It was something to do with the harvest. Bonnie may remember the actual name of it. But, you know, there was usually, at schools usually had these as well, because they wouldn't call them Halloween parties, because, you know, that's too divisive. So they would have the harvest festival at school, and then you would have one at your church. And then usually there would also be some trick-or-treating somewhere along the way. And most of the families who participated in these harvest festivals, they also went trick-or-treating. You just didn't talk about it.
Okay.
But that was an interesting thing. But
because kids want to dress up. They want to have fun. They want to get candy.
They want to get candy, yeah.
And it is no fun to be the one kid. Because I remember growing up in Florida, it's not where I grew up in Florida wasn't the real South. They say that the real South in Florida is like the middle of the state. If you live on the coast or near the coast, that's not the real South. Like the northern part of Florida near Alabama and Georgia, that's the real South. And the middle part of the panhandle is the real South. So it probably wasn't near what you dealt with when you were growing up, or maybe even what you encountered, Bonnie, because I know you had a fairly religious upbringing. But I do remember one year where there was like one kid in class who his parents would not let him go to the school Halloween party. He had to sit it out.
Dude, that's rough.
That's
really sad.
Sucks.
I mean, our schools were smarter than that. They didn't call them Halloween parties. They called them harvest festivals or whatever, because it was that common that parents would object to these sorts of religious connotations, that they would just call it something different.
If they called it a Halloween party, it'd be a scandal. People would be outraged.
But we did have, to my knowledge, I had one girl in one of my art classes who couldn't participate in some drawing competition we were doing because it had to do with Halloween. But that was the only instance I could think of where that actually happened. Usually it was just, we're going to call it something different, and that way God won't be angry. God's too stupid to see through the ruse.
One thing my school did in Tennessee was we didn't like have any type of Halloween party. But we had character day on Halloween where everybody could come in a costume that was a character of their book, and it was just all about reading.
Okay.
That's cool.
That's a good cover.
That's a creative take.
Now, is Tennessee in the Bible Belt?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Is the whole of Tennessee in the Bible Belt?
I'd say yeah.
Okay.
It's under Kentucky.
Okay, got it.
I'm from South Haven, Mississippi, which is basically Memphis, Tennessee. I mean, the two cities are basically on top of each other. They're merged into one horrible city. But there's Eastern Tennessee and there's Western Tennessee. Western Tennessee is like Memphis and that part. Eastern Tennessee is Nashville and the mountains where you start getting into Appalachia, and it's more like Kentucky. I haven't been, that's where Will Coley of Muslims from Liberty is from. I never dealt with a lot of East Tennessee.
I was from Clarksville, Tennessee, which is northwest of Nashville. And, like, it was a military town. Like, if you were around all the Christian people, it was really Christian. And there were also probably, like, plenty of my friends on my street, their parents weren't even Christian. So it was like, you could get the worst of it, or you could, like, not hang around those people.
All right, so let's talk about the Judgment House.
Yeah, they're weird experiences, but you're right. What they It's a play that takes you through multiple rooms within a church, basically. Each one is set up as sort of a scene in this person's life, and it steps you through their life where they were born, and they had a happy childhood. They were raised by loving Christian parents, and at some point, they
took a wrong turn.
Yes, they turned away from God and got into drinking and drugs and womanizing and whatever else, and their brother, usually someone close to them in this play, dies in an accident. I think in the one that sticks out most firmly in my memory, the guy's brother died in the accident, in some accident, and then they step you into heaven and they show you hell, and the whole point of the thing is to terrify you into becoming what they call saved.
Yeah.
And they're fascinating from a psychological standpoint, because it's a normal play with church people. It's not good. I mean, they're not actors or actresses, sure. But it's entertaining enough for most of it until you get to hell. And this is one of the things I will never forget, how insane these people were, because I went to support my father, who was in this thing at the mm-hmm. time. Mm-hmm. I was an adult then, you know, well known in the community as being an atheist.
Had you been to
them
prior?
I had been
as a kid?
I had been in one prior, but I didn't understand it.
Hmm.
And that was a different one, with a completely different script. That
same
one,
church?
Yes.
Okay.
But that one targeted evolution at one point, and the one that my father was in didn't. Like, there was one room where there was a gorilla pretending to be someone's grandmother or something like that, and they were like, this is what they say we evolved from, you know? It was that sort of thing. And I don't know if it was a judgment house or what, because that's just the one thing that sticks out of my mind about that.
Yeah.
But
that's funny.
But the one my father was in, I went there to support him, and it was all innocuous until we got to hell, which was in a separate building from the main church. Mm-hmm. It was a shed-looking thing, and half of it was sectioned off with a chain-link fence, and they had red lighting everywhere. It was really eerie, smoke machines, and a CD player was playing sounds of people getting tortured and screaming and getting whipped. You were supposed to be 13 or older before going into this place, which I still think was probably too young. But, you know, if someone wants to take their kids to it, but they didn't allow this girl who I wasn't dating her at the time, but I was interested in her at the time. They didn't allow her to take her kids in. And the room was just absolutely horrifying. You go in there and it's just bathed in red. There's smoke everywhere. There's people screaming. There's the sounds of torture. And it gets worse.
All right, we're going to continue here in moments. And you've never been to one of these things with your religious upbringing?
My parents would not have let me go in something like that.
All right, there's more.
That's good for them.
There's more on the way. You can join us at 603-283-6160 if you want to comment on the Judgment House.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
About judgment houses, aka hell houses. It just depends on where you're growing up, what these things are called.
I saw one on King of the Hill.
Really?
Yeah, they have a. They make fun of the lady, so it's pretty funny.
It's a great episode. Hilarious.
Didn't they make fun of evolution in that particular one as well?
Yeah.
I tend to think, yeah. So maybe there are two different. I'm sure there's several different scripts.
Themes.
Yeah.
I think they're supposed to be Baptist in that. Church that King of the Hill people go to as well.
I have never been to one of these things, but I've always found them, you know, interesting from a cultural, religious perspective.
Sure.
To see what people are doing out there. And every now and then they'll get into the news for being just extreme and or something happening at one of them. And it doesn't really seem like they're in the news that much this year. There is a story over at dailycost.com. There's usually at least one or two stories just sort of about a local hell house and what is going on there. And they usually like pitch joining the church or being saved in the very last room when people finally make it through quote-unquote hell. And if you want to share your experience, the number here is 603-283-6160. You can, of course, bring up absolutely anything. But, Aria, you were giving us your hell house experience. You were a young adult at this time. You've gone to, was it a Baptist church? I don't know if you said
that. It was
a
Baptist church.
Southern Baptist.
Full fire and brimstone type of church. I mean, Southern Baptists have a stereotype like that, mm-hmm. and you know, it's warranted most of the time. It was in this particular case.
So you went to their judgment house. You went because your dad was involved. Now, did you? I don't think you told us what his role was in the house. Do you recall what he was doing?
He was the main character, so to speak, but the main character changed from one room to another because it was this
like
person's
from boy
life.
To man
right.
or something.
Mm-hmm. So he was the main character at his brother's funeral or after recovering from drugs and going back and speaking at his brother's grave or something to that effect. He was the main character, remorseful, the cause of his brother's death or something like that. Mm-hmm. I don't remember exactly what the role was, but that's what he was. And I went there to support him because when I was in high school, in junior high, I was in a lot of theatrical productions, and he always came out to support me. So I was like,
fair enough.
Fair is fair. And I agreed that I would keep my mouth shut because I was an outspoken atheist. And I was not going there to start a fight. I was going to their field, right?
You were going there to see the lady with the kids.
No, I didn't even know she was going to be there. That was just a happy coincidence. And I would never have dated her after what happened next. So the scene from hell is exactly what you would expect it to be. You know, envision your worst-case scenario of hell, and that's what it was, except it was not vulgar, and it wasn't, what's the word I'm looking for? It was PG-13. There was no nudity or gore. Anything like that. You could,
of course not.
Yes, gore, thank you. But there was everything short of that. Mm-hmm. And the CD player, well, I assume it was a CD player, the speakers really sold it. You go into there, and it's this dimly lit room, everything's bathed in red, there's chain link fences, and you see people like grabbing a hold of them and shaking them and begging to be let out, and there's people laying over there chained to the ground, and then you have this man in a black suit, an attractive looking man, middle-aged, probably a little bit shorter than me, but just your clean cut black hair, black suit, walking around, threatening people, you know, presenting himself as the devil.
He's the devil.
Yes,
okay.
The charismatic one. But evil and threatening, sinister, would be the word that I would use to describe this person. And it was what you would expect. He was going around creeping people out, saying, you know, this is what awaits you. But then he noticed the little children there with this woman. And one of these kids could not have been more than 7 or 8 years old, and he was visibly scared. As you might expect someone to be in this particular scenario, he knows it's make-believe, sure, but when I was 7 or 8 years old watching horror movies, knowing that it was fake didn't make it any less scary, and some of them were legitimately scary, and
sure,
this was real life for this kid, right?
Yeah.
And they're telling him, this is real, this is what is actually waiting for you when you die. And the man got in this little kid's face and said, I can make you turn on your mother. To this little 7 or 8 year old, he knelt down and got in his face and like hissed that at him, like, I can make you turn on your mother, in like just this horrifically evil way. And at that point, I could no longer be silent. I said, hey, he's just a little kid, back off. And he said, what do you think, this is a game? Do you think this is funny? Got up to yell at me. I was like, no, no part of this is funny. And he very quickly went back to the script and went back to, you know, just getting people through. And then they ushered us out. And as we were leaving, one of the girls there who was stepping us through this thing, you know, taking us from one room to the next, actually thanked me for intervening and telling the guy to back up. At least one of these people was actually sane, watching this grown man
threaten a little kid.
Yeah, attempt to terrorize this little child. What do you mean? How could I possibly have been the only one who said anything?
I was going to say the atheist, the only one with any moral conviction in the church.
Well, amazing. At least one other lady was upset by it. As one person got saved because of this judgment house, and no points for guessing who that one person was.
The girl?
Was that little kid.
Oh, the kid?
Yes. The one who got terrorized, the one who was visibly terrified already. Yes, it worked. They terrified the child into giving his life to Jesus. And what kind of God would this have to be if that's the way he wins souls, by terrorizing people to that extent? The whole concept of heaven and hell is strange to me for this reason. I heard this joke a long time ago is, someone died and they get taken to hell, and you know, they play golf with their friends, they go hang out, they drink afterward, the devil seems like a real nice guy, they're hanging out with their friends, they have a great time, and then they go to heaven and they go from cloud to cloud singing and praising God. And then he's offered a choice. Do you want to spend the rest of your eternity in hell or in heaven? And the guy says, well, you know, I hate to say it, but I want to go to hell. That's where my friends are. I got to drink and play golf and hang out all day. So he gets there, and it turns out the hell is this den of torture and horrible things. It's like, wait, what happened? You know, this isn't how it was yesterday. And, of course, the devil says, well, yesterday we were campaigning, and then you voted, and now this is the result of the election. It's cute, right? But it made me, what I took away from that was, look at how these people described hell. That this guy's paradise, the one thing that he would want more than anything else, right? He's with his friends. He's drinking. He's playing golf. He's having a good time. And how do they describe heaven? What Christians describe as paradise. You know, this is how you're going to spend the rest of eternity, and you're going to love it. You're going to
get the harp and everything.
Yeah. And it's two sentences of, well, we were going from cloud to cloud singing and playing the harp. And it sounds absolutely horrible, right? But that's how they described heaven. And this is why for years I've been telling Christians, I will repent on the spot. I will convert to Christianity on the spot. All you have to do is sell me the idea of heaven. If you can get me to, if you can convince me that this is a place I want to go, I will repent. I will convert to Christianity. But I don't think they can do it, because the best pitch they have is usually something like, oh, well, you, for whatever reason,
you get to see your grandmother and...
Maybe. Well, all the like stuff that I heard about heaven when I was a kid is not in the Bible. It's like... my mom would read these books by people that would say they went to heaven and this is what they saw. And none of that's in the Bible. So it's just like some lady saying these things. Like, I was like, oh, I want to go to heaven because you can have whatever flying little animal you want. You can breathe underwater, when I was a kid. And that's not in the Bible.
I like the idea, and Bonnie, you might agree with me on this, that God is within and that your life can be heaven or hell depending on what choices you make.
Yeah.
And your... beliefs and your mentality and what you espouse and how you feel, and it really is all up to you whether you have a hellacious experience or a heavenly one right here and right now.
Yeah, and there's no proving or disproving what there is after death, whether there's a book that says something or not.
Do you remember the type of Muslim that Will Coley was?
Sufi,
yes. I love...
The mystic.
I don't believe in heaven or hell, but as far as takes on hell goes, the Sufi one was probably the most sensible, where it's self-imposed, and it's basically you burning away your own guilt, and it lasts until you are guilt-free. Yeah. You know, it's not eternal, it's not forever, but it lasts until you are able to forgive yourself for your transgressions against yourself and others. I don't believe in that, but as far as concepts of hell goes, that's probably one of the most, I don't know what the word is I'm looking for, one of the best, I guess.
The number here is 603-283-6160. I miss me some Will Coley. I wish he were around to hang out with us. 603-283-6160. You can join us here on the Halloween episode. Phones are open as always.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.